Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 14th of October 2017, and this is the 668th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's quite late this afternoon, and I have to admit that I completely forgot to do the podcast earlier. I've had a slightly mixed day because I did a couple of things today that I would normally do on a Sunday, and so I had got Sunday-itis somehow. But I'm hoping that with this podcast I will have reset my inner clock, and I will realise tomorrow when I wake up that it is Sunday and not Monday. Anyway, here I am. I think one of the reasons I'm feeling slightly discombobulated is that I have been finally got a note about when I have to do jury duty, and it's on the 30th of October. And I had mentally cleared October because I knew it was coming up, and I've felt it was difficult to plan anything, but have been managing quite well to go day by day. But I did have plans for November, one of which was to take part in NaNoWriMo, the National Novel Writing Month. And I've been planning towards that as a way of kind of kick-starting my writing. National Novel Writing Month does have a sort of, they encourage you to complete a novel in a month, and there's no way I can manage their 50,000 words. But I thought it would be a really good way of keeping myself alert and on the ball and accountable for a lesser amount, but to really fix an amount for each day. So I'm a bit thrown by the fact that my jury duty is starting right at the end of the month, so I won't be able to start November with this plan in mind, and I really, really would rather it was halfway through November so that I could at least kind of get a couple of weeks in with everybody else. I think coming in halfway through may be quite tricky. So it's also meant that I do realise that I've got 2 weeks in which to do other things, and to cancel some things that I had planned for November. So these things happen, and this has been hanging over me for a year now. I first was exempted because I was attending the birth of my grandson, and his birthday is on the 11th of November, when I'll be doing jury duty. I'm very, very much hoping that I'll be able to get up for it, but maybe I won't. So anyway, yes, it will be a good thing to get over with, and I just need to really focus between now and then. I do hope that whatever you're doing, that you don't have some thing come into your life, whether it's expected or semi-expected or not expected at all, that is too disruptive. And maybe you are better at keeping in the present when something is looming than I am. It's a lesson that I try to learn each time. Just how to do it better, how to be in the present and just take what comes when it comes and not think too hard about it beforehand. and certainly not allow it to cloud the weeks beforehand, nor to preempt what may or may not happen afterwards. I hope that you've had a good week as well. I hope that you were able to engage with something that gave you great satisfaction. If not, there's something quite nice about a Saturday, because it feels as if a leaf is about to turn and there's an opportunity to start again next week. And I'm hoping, well, I'm not going to start again next week. I've got some tasks in mind. I'm going to do a couple tonight. Tomorrow I've got a big ringing day. We're ringing in two places, and it's an annual general meeting, and we're having lunch, as the ringers are having lunch together. So it is going to be quite full. And I'll have a market as well. And I'm hoping next weekend is going to be a bit quieter. Because I was away last weekend, I feel as if a lot of things, householdy things, well, not a lot of householdy things, but the householdy things that I do at weekends were not done last weekend and haven't been done this weekend either. So I'm hoping that next weekend will be a little gentler. Thank you very, very much for listening this week and today. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.